So last week we began to look at the question of multiple people in the yichud situation. Last week we were looking at the heter that the Mishnah has of shnei anashim, and the iser, although perhaps only midrabanan, of yichud v'shtei nashim. Again, yichud ish echa v'isha achas ruven lay alone, that's an iser, typically going to be an iser daraisa, according to most, if not all, of Rishonim. If you add, the Mishnah says, if you were to add a second male, if it's Reuven and Shimon and Leah, so then it's Mutter. And we discussed some of the exceptions to that. If Reuven and Shimon are Prutzim, that's not Mutter. If you, instead of adding a second male, you add a second female, to Reuven and Leah, you add Reuven, Leah, and Yocheved, so that's Shtei Nashim, which the Mishnah said is Aser. So the Sugya indicates that that's an Iser. That's in Iser Jirabanan. And we spoke about how far would that go. How about Shalosh Nashim? Machlok is Rashi and other Rishonim, based on you read the Mishnah and Pei Beis. And we want to talk and focus on today was a specific area, a sub-area of Shtei Nashim. Yichud with Shtei Nashim is Aser Reuven, with Leah and Yocheved is Aser, but one of the exceptions to that is Ishto Imo. That's what our Mishnah appears to indicate. The Reuven, Leah, and Yocheved is Aser, but Reuven, Leah, and Mrs. Reuven would be Mutter. Ishto Imo would be Matir. What would otherwise be a forbidden, now is he obviously not Aser B'Yichud with his wife, but he's therefore also not Aser B'Yichud with the other woman who is present. So Ishto Imo is an exception to the Iser Jirabanan of Yichud v'Shtei Nashim. That's what we want to focus on now. We had left off with that last time. And by way of introduction, I want to look at two other aspects of Hilchas Yichud first. There's another exception to the Iser of Shtei Nashim. There are other exceptions. If you take a look at Kiddushin Pei Aleph Amud Beis. This is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Yud, and we'll come back to this in Mitzvah as we progress. So the Gemara, right before the two dots near the bottom of Pei Aleph Amud Beis, talks of some scenarios where you have a man is alone with two women, and yet that's a mutter. So the first set of scenarios we'll leave for a different time. And that's situations where the two women have a negative relationship to one another. And then Rava goes on to say, the last line before the two dots, near the bottom of Pei Aleph Amud Beis, Im Isha v'sinokes she'odas tam bia v'ein moseretz atzman labia. If Reuven is alone with Leah and Yocheved, but they're not both adults. A situation where Yocheved, one of the two women, is younger, old enough, that she's yodas tambia, be young enough that she's ein moseres atzman labia, old enough that she understands intimacy, and she'll be attuned, she's a valid shomer, she'll be attuned to what's going on if there's inappropriate, let's say the scenario we gave, that Yocheved is this tinokas, so Yocheved is old enough that she would pick up on something untoward going on between Reuven and Leah. She's a two-year-old, a three-year-old, that her observations are irrelevant. But she's old enough that she understands about intimacy. And at the same time, she's young enough that she's ein moseres atzman labia. She's young enough that she's not yet personally interested, not yet a bas taiva. And as such, the logic that the Gemara and Rashi present to Pei Aleph Beis for the general Isser of Shtei Nashim, that one's going to cover for another, particularly as Rashi had put it, perhaps they'll both be participants. So if the tinokas, she's young enough, she's not a bas taiva, so there's no reason to assume she would become a participant. And such a non-participating second woman, so she serves as a valid shomeres. She serves as a valid shomeres. That's what the Gemara says on Pei Aleph Beis. So that's one hakdama. The din of tinokas, again, yodas tambia ve'ena moseres atzma labia. And then the second introduction is the din of Yichud Nachri. Yichud between a Jewish woman and a non-Jewish man. So that's the sugya in Avodah Zarah. It's rooted in a Mishnah. It's rooted in the opening Mishnah of the second parak. The Mishnah says that lo tisyached isha imahen etnei shechashudin al ha'arayos. The Mishnah says, "Chabez Amal from the Sefer Zera that a Jewish woman should not have yichud with a non-Jewish man because he is chashud al ha'arayos. We're concerned that that's going to lead to tiznas." So the obvious question that the Gemara raises on Daf Chavei is yichud is asur between a Jewish woman and a Jewish man. Also, the Mishnah makes it sound as though it's a yichud because the male involved is a nachri. And how about if the male involved is a Jew? That's what the Kash the Gemara is, the very, very bottom of Hei and Alf in Masechus of Odezara. But why Askina? If it's one, if it's one Nachri and one Yisraelis, so that would be Aser by Yisraelim as well. And the Gemara references our Mishnah, Peyam and Beis and Kiddushin. Yisachid Yishachad and Shtei Nashim. So the Gemara says, well, maybe it's Telasa. Maybe it's three individuals. Meaning, maybe it's two Nachrim, two male Nachrim, and Yisraelim. So two male Yisraelim would be Mutter. As the Mishnah says, it's Shnei Anashim Yishachas. But if two males, so maybe the Mishnah, in other words, what the Gemara is saying in principle, in the large, is we must be saying that there's a Chumra, Yisra Yichin applies by Yisraelim also, but there must be some Kula that normally applies that's suspended by Nachrim. So the Gemara says, which kula is being, it doesn't apply to Nachrim? Is it the kula of Shnei Anashim? So the Gemara says, but that can't be, because even by Yisrael and Prutzim, there's no din of Shnei Anashim. And the Gemara is clearly assuming that our Mishnah is saying that there's that Nachri is not only more chamer than Yisrael Kasher, Nachri is even more chamer than Yisrael Paratz. The Gemara quotes the whole discussion. The Gemara Avodah Zarah Chavei Abed quotes the whole sugya that we saw here in Kiddushin on Daf Pei. So the Gemara says, it's true that Shnei Anashim doesn't apply to Nachrim, but that can't be what the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah must be telling me another Chiddush. Not only does the Kula of Shnei Anashim apply neither to Yisrael and Prutzim nor to Nachrim, but there's an additional kula in Hilchos Yichud that would apply to Yisrael and Prutzim, but Nachrim don't have this kula. What kula is that? That's what the Gemara says. It must be Ishto Imo. Lo Tzricha, the Gemara says, 6-7 lines down, Chavheim Abeiz, Ishto Imo. So apparently what you see is, you see several things. Then when you see that Ishto Imo, there's a kula of Ishto Imo, which as you know, it's already our mission on payment days. There's a kul of Ishto Imo, and you see that the kul of Ishto Imo applies even by Yisrael Paratz. And unlike Shnei Anashim, which is not applied by Yisrael Prutzim, you see that Ishto Imo is a more robust kula that Reuven, Mrs. Reuven, and Leah, that's mutter, even if Reuven is a Paratz. Even Reuven is a Paratz, but if his wife, see, he might not be Mrs. Baish in front of other males, but from his own wife, a Yisrael, even if it's parrots, Yisrael parrots from his own wife, that's going to be an inhibiting factor. But for a Nachri, we assume the Nachri is even less inhibited than the Yisrael parrots. Again, we're talking about tendencies. Will there be Nachrim who would be properly inhibited? Sure. But if we're looking at Hilchos Yichud is always a study of probabilities. Hilchos Yichud is always, as we've seen in the past, the actuarial. We're trying to reduce the risk to a low enough threshold that we're no longer concerned. So the Astam Nachri, where there's even more concern of disinhibition than Yisrael Paratz, and not only does the Kula of Shnei Anashim not apply to Nachrim, but even the Kula of Ishto Imo does not apply to Nachri. Even Ishto Imo does not apply to Nachri. So that's what the Gemara says. Okay. So Tosfos there makes an interesting comment. So Tosfos there said, raises a question, and Tosfos here raises a question also, which is, and this brings us Yeah. So let's focus on the sugya a little bit per se, and then we're also going to see how it brings us back to Ishto Imo. And they're intertwined. So let's take a look at the Tosas Chafeim and Beis Avodah Zarah, and let's work. Let's work backwards. A point about the end of Tosas, and let's come back to the beginning of Tosas. Tosas wants to know. Tosas wants to know if we're saying that Ishto Imo, the Gemara is looking for a kula that would not apply by the Nachri, of kula that applies to Yisrael that wouldn't apply to Nachri. So Tosas wants to know. How about Tinokas? How about the heter of Tinokas? It's another scenario. Tinokas is similar to Ishto Imo in the sense that it's a situation where your mutter, even though it's Ish Echad Vishtei Nasha. And Tosas wants to know, the same way Ishto Imo is a kula and shtei nashim that applies to Yisraelim, but the Gemara posits not to Nachrim, and that's what the Mishnah is saying. Why did the Gemara mention Ishto Imo? Why did the Gemara mention Tinokes? Shouldn't they be the same, Tosas says? They're both scenarios where you add a second woman to the mix, and a woman where you're not concerned that she's going to be Mazana, and she's even creating a situation where, because of her presence, there's no Isra Yichud, the other woman either. Akula and Shtei Nashim. A Shomeres, a valid Shomeres. If we're saying that Ishto is not a Shomeres by Nachri, shouldn't the same be true for Tinokas also? Why didn't we say it for Tinokas as well? And Tosas seems to say, in Achanami, that Taka is true. Itaka is true. It's true the same way Ishto Imo is suspended by a Nachri. Tinokas is also suspended by the Nachri. The Tosa gives a technical answer. It wouldn't have fit with the language. It wouldn't have fit with the language of the Mishnah. Lotis Yached sounds like there's only one Jewish woman involved. Lotis Yached is Lashon Yachid. So if Ishto Imo is one Jewish woman and the other woman is the non-Jewish wife of the non-Jewish man. But if it would be Isha v'Tinokes, that sounds like they're both Jewish women. So the Tosa says, you know, it wouldn't fit the language of the Mishnah, but the din is true. The din is true. That Yichud Goy is more chomer than Yichud Yisrael in two ways. In two ways. Or in three ways. Number one, the din of Shnei Anashim is suspended, as it is by Yisrael Paritz. Number two, the din of Ishto Imo is suspended by Nachri. The Kula of Ishto Imo is suspended by the Nachri. And number three, the Kula of Tinokas is suspended by the Nachri. So that's interesting on its own right. It's important to know some of the din of Yichud Nachri. And we're going to see that it's going to be relevant to us also as we pivot back into the dinim of Ishto Imo. And these dinim apply, but before we leave, yeah. And now let's talk about the beginning of Tosas. The beginning of that Tosas, raises a point that our Tosas raises as well, but differently. Tosas on Chafei Amid Beis and Avodah Zarah and Tosas on Pei Amid Beis and Kiddushin are both sensitive to the following point, which is that sugya is clearly assuming, the sugya of Avodah Zarah is clearly assuming that Ishto Imo is Mutter. By Yisrael, just not by Nachri. But by the Hanacha of that Gemara is that by Yisrael, of course Ishto Imo is Mutter. And the problem is, if you look at come back to our Mishnah, home base, Kedushin, Peim, and Beis, it seems like it's a machlokes hatanam. Reb Shimon says, the Tanakhama says, that you cannot have yichud with two women, lo yisachay adam ishtay noshim. Reb Shimon says, no, it is mutter b'zman she'ishto imo. So it sounds like it's machlokes hatanam. Tanakhama said, no. Reb Shimon says, well, sometimes yes. So it's in Kiddushin, the Mishnah is a machlokes Tanakama Reb Shimon. Chayes Tanakama Reb Shimon probably passing Tanakama. So we should not accept Ishto Imo. And meanwhile, the Gemara of Avazar takes it as a Dara Pashat. The Gemara seems to not make any bones about it. Yeah, sure. Ishto Imo is Mutter. Mutter. By a Nachri, it doesn't apply. But by Yisrael, it's a Dara Pashat. So the vast majority of Rishonim, perhaps because of this question, certainly Tosis because of this question, have a different gears than the Mishnah. Tosis explicitly says because of this concern. The Rambam, as I shared with you earlier this week, the Rambam, when Masada Rav Kook put out an edition of the Mishnah with Pirush HaRambam, with Rav Kafach's fresh translation from the Arabic. Rav Kafach was one of the Gedolim of Teimani Jewry of the previous generation, and he had a very strong Masorah in Rambam, and particularly Pirush Mishnayos in the original Arabic. He had learned all Rambam Pirush Mishnayos in the original Arabic with his grandfather, and he did a fresh, and he was a native Arabic speaker, and he did a fresh retranslation from the Arabic using many Kisvei Yad and many different versions of that. The Rambam went through four versions of the Pirush Mishnayos. It's a very, very strong translation. So the Mishnah in Pirush HaRambam that Masada Rav Kook put out. So on the bottom, you have the Rav Kook's translation of the Pirush Mishnayos. On top, you have a Ksav-Yad-based Girsa of the Mishnah, with a focus on the Girsa HaRambam in the Mishnah. So you look there, they have the same Girsa that Tosis suggests, which is to add the letter Vav. Rav Shimon says, Afish Echad Misyachim Shteinashim, period. That's Shitas Rav Shimon. U Bizman Sheishto Imo Yashima Bepundiki. Two separate things. Everyone agrees to the din of Ishta Imo. Reb Shimon was, according to this Girsa, had an even bigger kula. Reb Shimon, according to the Girsa of Tosis and Kiddushin and the Rambam, and it's Tosis Tuch quotes his Girsa from Rabbeinu Hanano, and Tosis Yantif on this Mishnah points out that appears to be the position of the Rif. You look in the Rush, it appears to be that way as well. The overwhelming majority of Rishonim are working with that letter Vav. What that does is to say that everyone agrees that Ishto Imo is Mutter. That wasn't in contention. What was in contention is a normal case of Shtei Nashim. In other words, Tanakama said, Lo Yisachar Adam Shtei Nashim. Rishonim says, no. Just as Shnei Anashim is Mutter, Shtei Nashim is Mutter too. Period. So the whole discussion we had last week, so Reb Shimon rejects that entirely, according to the Girsa, again, of Tosfos and the Rambam, and Tosfos Tuch Reb Shimon Hananel, the Rif, the Rush. We don't pass in like Reb Shimon. We usually don't pass in like Reb Shimon against Tanakama, and here we don't as well. We pass in that Shtei Nashim is Aser Midrabana. And then, a new sentence, which is Lakholaday, is that Bizman She Ishto Imo, even Tanakama, who says Shtei Nashim is Aser, but Ishto Imo is going to be Mut Yashimon Bepundiki, etc. It should be noted that Tosis Navodah Zarah disagrees. Because Tosav Azar is very brief. Tosav just says, l'chaora, the Gemara, and Avodah Zarah is following Reb Shimon. It's very brief, but very clear. He's assuming that it is a machlokas. Sticking with what was the hava mina of Tosin Kiddushin is a maskana of Tosin Avodah Zarah. There is a machlokas tanawa ishto imo, and the Gemara is following Reb Shimon, which is sort of along the lines of what the Vilna Gaon points out, and how it goes on the side of Kiddushin Peyam Beis, that there may not be much of an afkamina in this machlokas harishonim. That we can debate what the girsa in the mission is. We can debate whether the Tanakama agrees with Reb Shimon that Ishto Imo is mutter, but it'll be irrelevant lahalacha. Because if it's a machlokas, the Gemara of Ozara is following Reb Shimon. Tosa said, the Gemara of Ozara says it, so it must be that it's not just Reb Shimon. Alternatively, you say, okay, it's a machlokas. Usually we don't pass like Reb Shimon against Tanakama, but here apparently we do, because that's the hanach of the Gemara of Onazar. Okay, so however you slice it, the first issue in Ishto Imo is it indeed mutter? Is there a kula of Ishto Imo? So the answer, la halacha, is yes. Either yes, because the Mishnah, stama the Mishnah says it, in Kiddushin, as well as Stam, the Gemara and Avodah Zarah understands that's Pshat in the Mishnah and Avodah Zarah as well. Or it's a Machlokas in the Mishnah in Kiddushin, but the Gemara interprets it to be the Stam Mishnah of Avodah Zarah. So whether it's a Machlokas or not, it's clear that we accept that that there is a Kula of Ishto Imo, and that it applies even by Yisrael Parutz, but that it does not apply by a Nachri. Now, there's an interesting question that flows, though. Adkan is pretty pashut. Ishto imo is mutter. Again, shtei nashim is aser, either lachal deis or tzemachlos tanakam rishim v'pasal tanakamo. And ishto imo is an exception to shtei nashim, and that's how we paskin. Ishto imo is mutter as long as it's the male is Yisrael. Either it's lachal deis or v'pasal tanakam rishim. Tov. So ishto imo is mutter by Yisrael. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. In Se'if Gimel. Kol Isha Sha'asu Yilis Yached Ima, it's Ishto Ima, or Reza Mutu Yached Ima. Reuven is not allowed to be alone with Leah, but if Mrs. Reuven is there as well, so then it is Mutter. Why? Ishto Meshamratu. His wife, the present Mrs. Reuven, she is a shomeres. Unlike a typical second woman, Ishto serves as a shomeres. However, lo tzisyache Yisrael simakusi afabisha Ishto imo. But not if it's a nachri and his wife, that's not mutter for the Yisraelis to be there with the nachri and Mrs. Nachri. Now this raises an interesting question. This din of Ishto imo, so it raises an interesting question, which is, how far should we expand it? How far should we expand it? But by which I mean, the logic of Ishto Imo appears to be, there's no Isser Yichud. The underlying concern of Shtei Nashim is maybe he'll be Mizana with either or both, and therefore they'll cover for one another. There's no security leak. Again, it's not likely, but enough of a, it's a remote possibility, but not so remote that it falls below the threshold to mandate an Isser Yichud. Enough of a slight possibility that mandates an Isser Yichud. But if his wife is there, so then her presence is going to, she's obviously someone with whom he has no Isser Yichud, typically, and therefore there's no Isser Yichud with the other woman either. Obviously, his wife's presence is going to inhibit him. So how about if it's some other woman with whom I have no Isser Yichud? Reuven with Yocheved and Leah normally is Aser, Shtei Nashim, Aser Midrabanan. But how about if it's Reuven and Leah and Reuven's mother, or Reuven and Leah and Reuven's daughter, or according to many Rishonim, Reuven, Leah, and Reuven's sister. Reuven's alone with two women, but with one of them he has no Isser Yichud. Even if he was alone with her, Reuven's allowed to be, this Mishnah, you're allowed to be alone with your mother, with your daughter, according to many Amoraim and Rishonim, with one sister. Right? Or we'll learn later there are other scenarios where there's a heter yichud even between one man and one woman. Let's say we'll get to it, the din of Baila Ba'ir. It's coming up on Pe'alf Amad Alf and Sifches, that the woman whose husband's in town, one's allowed to be alone with a married woman if her husband's in town. We'll have to get to the details. But for now, we'll accept that as a fact. So Reuven's allowed to be alone with Mrs. Shimon if Shimon is in town, Baila Ba'ir. So how about if it's Reuven and Mrs. Shimon and Leah? Right, there's, to one of the two women, there's no Isser Yichud with her. So the whole logic that drove the Isser of Shtei Nashim was perhaps, and certainly the way Rashi presented it, perhaps they'll both be participants. Well, what if one of them, there's no Isser Yichud with her? I'll give you a practical example. A fellow enjoys the gift of having a living grandmother with whom he can spend time with. And he tries to go over once in a while to go for supper. For supper, to go on a Sunday afternoon, whatever it is. Spends time with his grandmother. One time he's scheduling an opportunity to spend time with his grandmother, and she mentions that his female cousin, also a granddaughter, is going to be there as well. Right? So Reuven's grandmother, and Reuven's first cousin, female first cousin. So that's Reuven with Shtei Nashim. One's not allowed to have yichud with one's cousin. A male and female cousin can't have yichud with one another. Here's shtei nashim, but one of the two women is a grandmother. Reuven has no iser yichud with his grandmother. He can even be alone with his grandmother. Right? So there's no concern of anything untoward going on between Reuven and his grandmother. Should I say, now that's the question. Every time they have a woman with whom I'm allowed to have yichud, whether she's related to me, whether it's by a little bit ear, so do I say she's now a shomeres? And that should be an exception to the usual concern of shtei nashim. Right? Any ish kasher serves as a shomer. So we don't say automatically any isha kshera serves as a shomer. So is it a din of iser shtei nashim? But maybe if she's not just an isha kshera, but she's an isha with whom I have no iser yichud, she should serve as a shomer. And in fact, that seems to be the din with which we began, the din of tinokas. And pay aleph amid beis. That seems to be the logic, right? Tinokas yadas tambin emasaras absum labia. So the two women, but one of those two women, this tinokas, there's very mitigated concern of her participating, and therefore she serves as a shomeres. Not only am I allowed to have yichud with her, I'm allowed to have yichud with the other woman as well because of the presence of the tinokas. So why shouldn't I be able to be allowed to have yichud with the cousin because the grandmother is there. I should be allowed to have yichud with Leah because Mrs. Shimon, whose husband's in town, she's there. So that's what you would assume, and indeed, there are a number of achronim who assume that way. The Chazon Ish, the Moshe Feinstein, the Rav, the Maror Mekomos, for each of them are in the printed Maror Mekomos, they all assume that any woman with whom I am, if I'm a muteris b'yichud with a woman, that she could serve as a shomeris for a case of shtei nashim. Now the problem, the Pschitshuva quotes is Zichar Lavram, who disagrees, and the dominant kasha is our sugya, because the Mishnah said Dafka ishto imo is matir, right? But imo, that's aleph mem vav, ayin mem vav, right? Imo or bito imo or ziknaso imo. The implication is would not be mutter, because if even bito imo is a little confusing. If bito imo is also mutter, that's more of a chiddush than ishto imo, because right? Ishto imo is not just that I have no iser yichud with my wife. It's obviously her presence is going to be incredibly inhibiting. She's his wife, right? She would. Her presence creates even greater inhibition than some other woman with whom one has no iser yichud. So, if it's true that any woman with whom I have no iser yichud serves as a shomeres for shtei nashim, so why the Mishnah have to say? Adafka ishto imo. Shuv told me a bigger chiddush of bito imo or of imo. And the Dvar Halacha quotes several achronim who raise this point. I believe he quotes the Chida and the Sefer HaMakna, the major achronim, one Asfardi, one Ashkenazi, who both say, look, from our Mishnah, from the sugya of ishto imo, it would seem like it has to be dafka ishto. But stop, some other woman who has no iser yichud, that's not strong enough shmira to obviate the iser yichud. Yeah, Ephraim, question. Right. So just to clarify, the logic of those who are mekel, the Chazon Ish, the Rav, Rav Moshe, and so forth, is that, you know, bito imo, let's say, is the same as adding a second woman. If she's muteris b'yichud, is the same as adding a second man to the scenario. Adding an ish kasher, she serves as a shomeris. So not only do I have no iser yichud, let's say in the case of the visiting the grandmother, I for sure have no iser yichud the grandmother, but I would have an iser yichud with the cousin. But the presence, so if I'm going to give it to my grandfather and my female cousin is there, that's certainly mutter because it's shnei anashim. Right, the presence of the grandfather, he's a shomer. So the logic would be, the logic of the Mekilim is that the presence of the grandma, she's also a shomeris. Once she's someone with whom I know Yisr Yichud, she's a shomeris. And it seems to flow, certainly, if not from the Ritva's approach we discussed last time to Shtei Nashim, certainly from Rashi's approach. Now, it seems like it might be a machlokes harishonim in the following way, in the pages of the tour, possibly. Can you open up the tour? So he's talking about what we had discussed last time, Sif Hey, Sif Zayin. The Rambam's Shita that we're all Prutzim. Remember we discussed that last time, the Sugya of Shnei Anashim, the Rambam thinks we're all Prutzim. He reads Rav on Pei Alpha and Alpha face value. We're all Prutzim, and therefore Isha Achas with Kama Anashim is Asa. Right, that's what the Rambam says. Rambam says there is no kula of anashim harbi. There is no kula of shnei anashim. 10 men with one woman, Rambam says is asr. The Gemara says asr if the men are prutzim, and the Rambam applies that to all men. Again, as we said last time, the dominant approach to the Rambam is that he read the maisa of Rav Kipshuto. We taka are all considered to be prutzim, unless you have mamash bin moser nefesh to be nizer in the world of kila arayis. So we're all prutzim. You take a look at the tour, he quotes this. Kasa Rambam, Lotzis Yachid Isha Achasim Nanashim Harbe. And then he says, unless Ad Shetiasham Ishto Shal Echel Mehem. So for Leah to be alone with a group of men, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, they're all alone with Leah. Rambam says, Aser. They're all Prutzim, it's Aser. But if it's Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Leah, and Mrs. Reuven, then it's mutter. That's the Rambam says. Kama Anashim doesn't help, but Ishto Imo does. And number one, that's consistent with the Gemara of Avodah Zarah we saw before. And the Ishto Imo is a kula that applies even to Yisrael and Prutzim, just not to Nachrim. Right? So the Rambam considers all Yisrael to Yisrael and Prutzim. Okay, so Shnei Anashim doesn't apply, but Ishto Imo does. But the Tur still has a kasha. It says, "Ve'eni meivin devarav." The Tur says, "I don't understand the Rambam." Kevin sha'oser isha achas im anashim harbe. Once you consider us all prutzim, and you say the Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda are not allowed to be alone with Leah. So my nafke mina she'ishto shalecha mehem sham. What does it help that Mrs. Reuven is there? Ishto imo. Rambam says, "Oh, then it's all mutter." The Tur says, "Why? Akati ikla megshachrini." You have to be worried about the other men. Meaning, Mrs. Reuven releases Reuven from the Isser Yichud. But Mrs. Reuven doesn't help Shimon, Levi, or Yehuda. That appears to be the Tur's Kasha on the Rambam. Now, Ishto Ima only works for the husband himself. And what would the Rambam say? So the Tur seems to be assuming, like the Zohar Lavram, like the Chidah, like the Sefer HaMakna, like the Machmirim, that the presence of that second woman, even though there's no Isser, no one has an Isser Yichud with Mrs. Reuven. Her husband's there. That's the ultimate Baila Be'ir. The husband's right there. Right? No one has an Isser Yichud with Mrs. Reuven. So the Tur is assuming no one has an Isser Yichud with Mrs. Reuven, but they still have an Isser Yichud with Leah. And the Rambam, it sounds as though the Rambam, the Tur gets a little different because the Rambam holds all Prutzim, after Cheshbon it through, but it may well be that the Rambam assumes that Shomeres works, that the Isha Muteres B'Yichud serves as a Shomeres. And that's why once it's Ishto Shal Echad Mehem Sham, she saves all the men, not only from Yichud with her, from Yichud with the unrelated woman. Because she's a Shomeres, because her husband's there, so no one's Yisr Yichud with her. Then she's the Isha Muteres B'Yichud, so she serves as a Shomeres vis-a-vis the other woman. And the Tur seems to disagree. It may well be in Machlokas Rambam and the Tur. Again, with the Rambam assuming, that that Isha Muteres B'Yichud does serve as a Shomeres, and the Tur appears to assume that Isha Muteres B'Yichud does not serve as a Shomeres vis-a-vis the other woman. As we indicated, it may also relate to the Machlokas Rashi Ritva, exactly how you read the basic Svar of Shtei nashim, and it's definitely machlokas, explicit machlokas achronim. Chazanish and the Rav and the Rav Moshe were all mekel, and there's Zohar Avram, the Chida, the Sefer Mekne, all seem to be concerned with this. And let's close by my Rebbeim assume lahakel. Again, the case, for instance, the case that we example we gave before of Reuven and his cousin Yocheved are going to be spending time with their joint grandmother with Safta. So Reuven and Yocheved are first cousins, and they're spending time with Safta. So my Rebbeim assume, like the Rav and Moshe Feinstein Chaz Mishnah, that it is mutter. That once Reuven is no Yisrael with his grandmother, the grandmother not only does he have no Yisrael with the grandmother, but she now serves as a shomeres. He has no Yisrael with his cousin, with Yocheved either. And again, that is a simple. That is the not only does it appear to be the Rambam holds, and it flows from the Svar of Rashi and Payment Beis, but again, that seems to be the Pasha Psha and the Gemara of Tinokas. Now, Le'idach Gisa, what do you do with Ishto Imo? As we said before, the Chidon, Sefer Makne, both quoted by the Dvar Halacha, they raise a Kasha, but our Mishnah. So then why did the Mishnah say Ishto Imo? Why did the Mishnah say Ishto Imo? Why didn't say a bigger Chish, even Bito Imo? So there are three approaches. I'll give it to you in increasing degree of convincingness. One approach you could say is, okay, maybe it's all the same. Maybe Ishto Imo, Bito Imo, Ishto Imo is not more of a Chiddush. We assume Ishto Imo, that's the greatest inhibitor. Why did Mishnah say that? If it could have been a Chiddush. So there are those who point out, look, the Tosas that we saw, and when we learned Tosas, Chafeim, Abez, and Avodah Zarah, we began with the end of Tosas. And the end of Tosas had made an equation between Ishto Imo and Tinokas. So they were not assuming that Ishto Imo is somehow like a better Shemira than Tinokas. No, it's just a woman who's not a concern. She's a Shomeris, just like Tinokas is a Shomeris. So if you take the logic that they make the idea contentious, you could say, it's not such a kasha. Ishto Imo is the same as Bito Imo, same as Tinokas. Mishra just gave an example. Okay. Or you could say that no, Bito Imo is Mutter, Tinokas is Mutter, but the Mishnah mentioned Ishto Imo, maybe Ishto Imo is somehow stronger. Even Bito, any woman with whom I have no Isser Yichud, serves as a Shomeris, Ishto Imo, there's more inhibitions, his wife is there, so that's an even, it's good, she'll accomplish even more. In what way will she accomplish even more? So some achronim in Sif Chaf, the very end of the Siman, think I mentioned before, there's a din of Baila Be'ir. That's a Gemara. Pe'alf Amar Alf. The husband is not present, but in town, his proximity already is Matir. So there are those who think that's true by one's wife as well. And maybe Ishto Be'ir is Mutter. That's not accepted. Some say maybe Ishto Be'chatzer. Not anywhere in town, but in the Chatzer, which some have suggested would mean the same apartment building. Let's say a fellow's in the a couple, newlywed couple in an apartment building, and there's another woman in the apartment, and the wife runs down to take care of laundry. Or the husband can run down and take care of laundry. You have to be sensitive to the concerns that are raised at the confirmation hearing. If the husband runs down to take care of the laundry, so then there's no yichud problem because he left two women alone in the apartment. But if the wife runs down to take care of the laundry in the basement, so then leaving her husband upstairs in the apartment with an unrelated woman. So some would say that's like Ishto Bechatzer. She's not mamish present in the room with them, but she's in the building, so maybe that should be mutter. So if you say something like that, so that would explain why the Ishto Imo it's true Bito Imo is mutter, it's true Tinokas is mutter, but the Ishto Imo is a greater kula. Again, but that's a machlokas achronim, whether or not that's true, that Ishto works out of the room. Bito certainly she has to be present. Bito Bechatzer isn't good enough. Bito Be'ir isn't good enough. Ishto, maybe. So those are the first two answers to this question. Maybe Ishto, Bito, it's all the same. Or maybe Ishto has a greater strength of Heter, that even if she's, nearby but not in that space, she's also, her proximity should be matir yichud. What I think is probably the most convincing answer, the third and most convincing, I think the most convincing answer, is, it actually flows from the girsa question we were talking about before. And we'll close with this. It seemed that our Tosus, Peyam Beis in Kiddushin, had added the letter, the same letter that the Rambam has in his Girsa, of Kafach's Masada of Kook edition. Right? Ubizman, so when you add that letter, Ubizman, that we discussed earlier, so how does the Mishnah read? Ubizman she ishto imo, if his wife is present, yashin imon bepuntiki, b'peshe ishto mishamratu. They can even take a room, Reuven, Mrs. Reuven, and Yocheved, will not only, they could be alone during the day, they could even be alone at night. Yashin imon bepuntiki. So this takes us back to a discussion we had in the last Chabur. We were discussing Shnei Anashim. We mentioned one of the limitations on Shnei Anashim is Gemara says Baderech you need three, and the Ravid says Balayla you need three. Balayla you need three, Balayla you need two Shomer. Not enough to have one Shomer, you have to have two Shomer. Right? Normally, Reuven and Leah is Aser, but Reuven, Leah, and Shimon is Mutter, but Balayla you have to have Reuven, Leah, Shimon, and Levi. Right? Is it at night? Is it a concern they fall asleep? Or they are sleeping? We mentioned last time, and Meshach Tuz Nusach, that his way of formulating that din, that a sleeping Shomer is half a Shomer. Normally, you can add one more male, and that'll be fine, but here you need to add two. You need to add two. Each one is asleep, but there's a chance they'll wake up. A sleeping person doesn't provide full shmir, it provides some degree of shmir. You have two sleeping people. Shimon and Levi are both asleep there, so that they together remove the Isser Yichud from Reuven and Leah. In which case, our Mishnah is actually telling us the added strength of Ishto Imo. The Mishnah, it may be true that Bito Imo is one's daughter, one's grandmother, a woman who's Baal Be'er, she's as strong as an Ish Kasher to be a Shomer. But Ishto is not just a Shomeres, she's a super Shomeres. Because Ishto Imo works even when she's sleeping, alone. You don't need a fourth person there. That's the strength, and that explains why the Mishnah specifies singled out Ishto Imo. It's true that Bito Imo is Matir Yichud. It's true that Tinokas is Matir Yichud. But the Mishnah is saying if it's Ishto Imo, she's even stronger than any other Shomeres. Then that's the only case when Yashimo and Pundaki. Just to clarify, even if you, instead of adding a second woman, you add a second man, Yashimo and Pundaki wouldn't work. Reuven Shimon, not only Reuven, Reuven's daughter and Leah is Aser overnight. Reuven Shimon and Leah is also Aser overnight. But Reuven, Mrs. Reuven and Leah, is the one case where a sleeping Shomeres, Shomer or Shomeres, is as strong as an awake Shomer or Shomeres. The one situation is one's wife, or husband or wife. There, there's such strong inhibition, presence of one's spouse, that even if the spouse is asleep, that's a full shmir. So that is, and that explains, again, any isha mutaris b'yichud serves as a shomeres, the same way any ish kasher serves as a shomeres. The Mishnah is telling me a bigger chesh, but ish to imo, one's wife serves as a shomeres, as a sole shomeres, even when she's sleeping, you don't need a backup. So that, I believe, pulled these threads together. We got to see the sugya of Ishto Imo. We got to see that Ishto Imo is stronger than the kula of Shnei Anashim in the sense that it applies even by Prutzim, but does not apply to by a Nachri, by a male Nachri. Tosas had added the same is true for Tinokas as well, that it applies like Ishto Imo. Tinokas applies even by Prutzim, it would appear Tosis is saying that, but not by Nachri. Tinokas is not applied by Nachri. And then we had the opportunity to explore, number one, the Machlokas Rishonim, whether there's a Machlokas Tanaim about the Heter of Ishto Imo. But everyone seems to agree, Halach Lamaisa, we accept that Ishto Imo works. But some Rishonim think that it's L'chol HaDeis Muskim in Tanam, and Tosis of Odazara thinks it's actually Machlokas, but appears to say, as the Vilna Gaon points out in Kiddushin, that it's still going to be L'chol HaMaiser, because that is the pashtus of the Sugya of Odazara. And then we discuss the question of Shar Shar Shomros. Should it be true that any Isha Muteris Etzli B'Yichud also serves as a Shomeris if there's a second woman present as well? Machlok is Achronim. Perhaps the Machlok is Rambam and Tur. We discussed various solutions to how that could jive with our Mishnah, and that perhaps the most convincing answer is that Ishto Imo is not just a Shomeris, but she's a super Shomeris, and even Ishto Yeshena is also a valid Shomeris. Chaver Mirz Hashem, next week, L'Shavua Haba, we should be Zocha, Halavayit be Zocha to be in the Mikdash. And if not, at least we'll be in the Mikdash Mat. Mirz Hashem, we'll resume Seder middle of next week in the second floor of Gluck. We're going to start next week still apart together. And Mirz Hashem, by the end of next week, all things being equal, Birtzos Hashem, we should be together. Yashakar Chaver, have a Gevaldike Shabbos.